ജ്വലയാമോദവളാവകുണ്ഡനവതീം തേജോമയീം നൈഷ്ഠികീം സ്നിഗ്ധാപാംഗവിലോകിനീം ഭഗവതീം മന്ദസ്മിതശ്രീമുഖീം വാത്സല്യാമൃതവർഷിണീം സുമധുരം സങ്കീർത്തനാലാപിനീം ശ്യാമാംഗീ മദസിക്തസൂക്തിം അമൃതാനന്ദാത്മികാമീശ്വരീം. Shankara, after speaking about the faults, both like Arthavadam, the two aspects of Arthavadam, praising a person who followed Brahma Vritti, and speaking about a person, what are the faults that will be there in a person, or what will happen to a person who doesn't follow Brahma Vritti. He then also spoke about people who speak about Brahman but don't follow Brahma Vritti. Majority of the professors or scholars or pundits, as we know, who teach various scriptures, they fall under the category of people who are termed by Shankara here as Shabdavadins, or people who just use words, who speak about Brahman but never practice Brahma Vritti. They don't follow Brahma Vritti but they speak about Brahman. So that is what we also saw, the equivalent Shruti quotation where it says about avidhyayam antare vartamanaha swayam dhira panditam manyamanaha dam dramyamanaha pariyanti mudaha andeneva niyamana yathandaha. So they are people who are in ignorance but consider themselves as learned. Dam dramyamanaha pariyanti mudaha, they go around in a whirlpool. So here Shankara says tepi ajnanataya nunam punarayanti yanti cha, they go and come again and again. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani jatare shayanam, that will happen for such people. So after explaining that, Shankara is giving a very beautiful shloka, 134th shloka, which is found in many minor Upanishads, not the Dashopanishad but other Upanishads it's found, and this is one of the shloka which was dear to Ramana Maharshi as well. So this is a shloka which speaks about Brahma Vritti and as to various Mahatmas or various Jivan Muktas or realized saints in the scripture as well as Puranas who have been following it. So it is a kind of concluding the topic of Brahma Vritti by telling as to what we have to do. Though Shankara does speak about Vritti in the next few shlokas as well, but still here it's kind of summarizing, we can say it's not conclusion, but it is summarizing in this shloka as to what a person has to do, how he has to practice. Though Shankara has already said about Samadhi and we have to practice it always, Brahma Vritti will lead to Purnatvam, but here he concludes or he summarizes it with examples of people who have done it. So generally, if somebody asked that, okay, do you want to climb Everest, or like climbing Everest, if we speak about climbing Everest, then people would want to know the examples, or like whoever has already done it. So such examples are proof that it is not something which is impossible. It is not something like staying out in the cold weather, staying out in the cold for years and years without moving, without any dress. So that is something which is impossible. So is it something which is impossible? So when we have examples of people who have followed this, who are following it, and who have realized the goal, then it proves, it is a proof for us that this is not something which is impossible, this is not something which is just theoretical, but it is something which is practical in life, which can be followed, and any sadhaka who follows it will realize it. And when those examples are examples of people who, examples of well-established identities of the world, then we'll be able to say for sure that we will become convinced that okay, this is possible. So when somebody says, okay, can you sit in Padmasana for 2 hours, then somebody says, okay, Hari Ram can do it, then there will be no value. But then if we say that, okay, various film stars or film personalities like Julia Roberts, she can sit in Padmasana for 2 hours, and we speak about big people or like famous personalities, then we'll be able to accept that okay this is fine, this is possible. Because it gives, like Amma says that once, or like Amma says that there is a value for everything. So if I tell the same thing and Amma tells the same thing, there is a difference. Because one, Amma is a Jeevan Mukta, I am not a Amma is an avatara, I am not. Second, there is an authority. There is an authority with Mahatmas. So even as any dress, if you stand in the road and say, okay, pull over to a car who violated any traffic rule, he will not pull over. But if you have the police dress, if you wear the police dress and say pull over, then he will pull over. Though you may not be a policeman, but if you have the cop's dress and say the same thing, it will be valid. So authority comes when we quote right people. So that's what Shankara does here in the 134th sloka. It's a very important sloka. Remembering it is very important. Like, we have to remember it, we have to by heart it, we have to always remember it in order to practice and have faith in the spiritual path. So he says, Nimeshardham natishtanti vrittim brahmamayim vina yathatishtanti brahmadhyah sanakadhyashukadayah. So the site gives us sanakadhyah. It's not sanakadhyah, it is sanakadhyah. So it should be a line. Durgam after dhya. So it is brahmadhyah sanakadhyah shukadayah. So nimeshardham natishtanti, nimeshardham, ardham nimesham. Nimesham means moment. Ardham means half a moment. So not even for a single moment, or half a moment, half a second, half a minute, whatever time we can say, not even for a minute period of time. Natishtanti, don't live, don't exist. How? Brahmamayim vrittim vina. So without brahmamayim vrittim, brahmamayim vrittim, I am Brahman, brahma satyam jagan mitya jivo brahmaivana paraha. That vritti vina, without that vritti, without brahma vritti, they don't even stay for a single moment, half a moment also they don't stay without brahma vritti. Or Shankara is also telling, like, it's telling that, okay, there are people who follow it, and he's telling that follow it. That means don't live even for a single moment or half a moment without having brahma vritti. That means always have brahma vritti. So it's a negative way of telling it. So when somebody says that, okay, walk on the pavement, it is fine, but that is okay. But if somebody says don't walk on the road but walk on the pavement, then it becomes more effective. So negative, whenever negative way of mentioning is used, that means it's more powerful, more emphasis is being used. So don't, okay, the Shruti could have said that, okay, live or be with brahma vritti, but don't live even for a single moment without brahma vritti. That means negative way of telling, emphasis becomes more. So emphasis is more, that means you have to do. So when the doctor says eat this, it is fine, we'll eat it. But when the doctor says don't eat this, then we'll be very careful in doing that. So we'll have more attention, our attention will be more towards that. That's why Shankara is telling here, or he's quoting Shruti and telling that don't live even for a single moment or half a moment, don't live without brahma vritti. Okay, I agree that whatever you say is fine. Brahma vritti, I can live with without Brahma vritti. I can live or like with living each and every moment without Brahma vritti. I'll not live. That means I'll always live with Brahma vritti. Sorry, its words are a bit confusing here. So I'll not live even for a single second without Brahma vritti. That is fine. But is it really possible? That's why Shankara says, Yatatishtanti, like people live. Who? Brahmadyaha. Brahma and others. So Brahma and others are various devatas. Various devatas like Brahma, Vishnu and all, they always have this Brahma vritti. Okay, those are devatas. What about like sannyasins? What about lower people? Sanakadyaha. Sanaka, the four sages, Sanatana, Sanandana, Sanatkumara, those Sanaka sages. So sannyasis and Sanakas are people, they are people who are ever young. So this is also a way of telling, okay, devatas is fine, but can young people live? So there is no age limit. Sanakadyaha, saints like Sanaka, young saints like Sanaka. Okay, young saints is fine. What about like Senaka are also, they are children of Brahma, therefore they can be considered as devatas or Ardha devatas. What about humans? Shukadayah. Shuka was born a human, so humans as well. So Brahmadyaha, Senakadyaha, Shukadayah. So people like Brahma, etc., Senaka, etc., and Shuka, etc. So Brahma denotes various devatas, Senaka denotes like various sannyasins as well as young people, and Shuka denotes human beings. So if Senaka is Senakadyaha, Senaka sages are considered as humans, then it means sannyasins. So Senakadyaha means sannyasins and Shukadayaha means householder or grihastha. So it doesn't matter where you are, what you are, but there have been people who have been successfully following it. So it's like a TV ad where it says, okay, this is a tested formula. If you had drink Complan, you will gain energy. How do you know? That's been tested. Why? Or how can you say it has been tested? Sachin is vouching for it. So that means Sachin has been following it and he has been successful. So it's a way of telling, okay, these are successful people who have been following it, therefore always follow. So this shloka is very simple. It only says that, okay, don't live even for a single moment without Brahma Vritti. That means always have Brahma Vritti. And then if we have, then we will become like Brahma and others. Brahma does his duty. He does his duty of creation and other things, yet he is ever blissful. Sanakadhyaha, the Sanaka sages roam around without any dress. They are ever young. So young or youth in them denotes that their mind is always functioning full. Their mind is always active. Their mind is always blissful. So youth is that part of life which we all love and like. Each and every person, if you ask or if you take a survey of 100 people catering to different ages and ask them, like, if you want to live in a particular age or era, like not era, age group, like what would you prefer? Then majority of them would prefer youth. So some may prefer childhood because it's a state when you don't know much, but youth is when you know, you enjoy, you have all energy, you are always blissful, energetic. So you'll become energetic. So that is what is denoted by youth in Senakadya and Shukadayah. As I explained earlier, Shuka has been explained in different Puranas as married or not married, roaming around, being a grihastha, and many things have been explained. So that means like he is an Ati Ashrami, he is a person who is beyond all ashramas. Ramana Maharshi used to quote Shuka by telling that he was an Ati Ashrami, he was beyond all ashramas. Then people used to complain, argue, saying that that is the case, then why does certain Puranas speak about him as married and certain don't? Then Ramana Maharshi said that itself is a proof that he is an Ati Ashrami because he is beyond all rules. So we will go into such a state where we will be living in the world, either living in the world doing activities like Brahma and having being energetic always, yet beyond all rules like Shuka. So Brahma, Sanaka and Shuka, all their qualities of being active in the world, being energetic and blissful in all activities, and being beyond activities, that means activities or actions not affecting us, that will be there if we follow this. So Nimesha Ardham Natishtanti Vrittim Brahma Mayim Vina. So the Brahma Mayim Vrittim Vina is very important, because it's not any vritti that a person has to follow, but it is Brahma Vritti. Vritti, or like the thought that I am Brahman, Sarvam Brahma Mayim, Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya Jeevo Brahmaiva Naparaha. If we forget that vritti, then it will be some vritti, and then it will not lead us anywhere. So we shouldn't complain saying that, okay, I followed Brahma Vritti, but I didn't become like Brahma. I didn't become like Shuka. I didn't get any bliss. I didn't get any youth. Or I didn't appear as if I am young. I didn't gain energy. All those things we shouldn't say, because it's very important as to what is the Vritti that we are following. Brahma Vritti. So even Brahma Vritti, it can be like Brahman as an Ishvara, as a Saguna Ishvara, as Dvaita or Vishishta Dvaita says, and it can also be something like completely different from Jiva, not completely different from Jiva, but Jiva being a part or amsham of Brahman. We can have all those views, but here it's not what that is meant. Here Brahma Vritti or Brahma Mayim Vritti is that Vritti wherein we know Brahman. We know Brahman to be Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. How do you know Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya? How can you say that Brahman is only present here? Everything is Brahman. Why can't it be that the Jiva is different from Brahman? Because Brahman is Sarvajnyam, Sarvajnyatvam and Sarvavyapi, whereas Jiva is not. As Dvaita says, why can't it be? Brahma Ivedam Amritam Purastad Brahma Pashchad Brahma Dakshina Dashchottarena Adashchodvam Cha Prasadam Brahma Ivedam Vishwam Idam Varishtam. So Mundaka Upanishad starts with a grihastha, Shaunaka, asking Angiras, one of the sage Angiras, Kasminnu Bhagavo Vijnate Sarvam Idam Vijnatam Bhavati. Kasminnu Bhagavo Vijnate Kasmin Uvijnate Kasmin Vijnate, having known what? Sarvam Idam Vijnatam Bhavati. Everything becomes known, tell that to me. So Shaunaka starts explaining the creation process, saying that everything, Devas have come from Brahman. Manushyas have come from Brahman. Prana prano vrihiyo tapascha sraddha satyam brahmacharyam vidischa. So there sadhya manushya pashavo vayamsi. So there are many like shlokas in Mundaka Upanishad where the Angiras, the sage, says that everything, he enumerates everything, like he enumerates insentient objects like trees and all, and then he speaks about devatas, manushyas, pashu, then prana, apana, everything in the world, whatever we can find, he says, everything has come from Brahman. And finally, he concludes by telling, Brahmaivedam, amritam purastat, Brahmaivedam amritam. Brahman alone is present here, it is amritam. If Brahman alone is present here, then do you mean to say that the laptop in front of me is Brahman? And the chair that I am sitting, the chair that is behind me is Brahman. Purastat, Brahma Purastat. Purastat means in the front. Brahma Paschat, behind also Brahman. Then is the roof Brahman? Adascha Urdhvam, roof. The roof or the ceiling and the floor, they are also Brahman. Oh, roof and floor is fine. What about left and right? Brahma Paschat, Brahma Dakshina Dascha Uttarena, Dakshina Taha Uttarena, Dakshinam and Uttaram, means like right and left. So Brahman is front, Brahman is back, Brahman is up, Brahman is down, Brahman is left, Brahman is right. Then what does that mean? Brahmaiva Idam Vishwam Idam Varishtam. Brahmaiva Idam Vishwam. Brahman alone is present as the entire world. And Idam Varishtam, this is that which is to be aspired for. This is what is to be sought out. So you asked, the Angiras is telling Shaunaka, you asked me what is to be known. So I tell you that everything is Brahman, and that Brahman which is the substratum, which is everything, which is everything as a substratum, that is what idam varishtam, that is to be known. So that's what he says there. Oh, Mundaka Upanishad, I don't believe in Upanishad, I believe only in Gita. Ahamadishcha madhyam cha bhutanam antayeva cha. Ahamatma gudakesha sarva bhutashayastitaha. Ahamatma gudakesha. I am an atman with this gudakesha, which is secretive inside. Sarva bhuta ashayastitaha. I am present inside all beings. Oh, inside all beings, that is fine. It's like a essence or a sutra which is connecting multiple beings. So we can consider it as a sutra which is connecting various beads. So the beads are different from sutra. So Ishvara is Sutratman. He is called Sutratman or Hiranyagarbha. So Sutratman, the concept is that even as a thread connects beads, so Ishvara is the Antaryami. So Antaryami, indwelling self. But as the Sutratman, he connects these various jivas. Jivas are different from Sutratman, but he is the Sutratman. So anticipating this doubt, Krishna says, Ahamadishcha Madhyamcha, I am Adi, beginning, Madhyamcha, middle, Bhutanam, Antayevacha, Antaha Bhutanam, Antaha Yeva, and also Bhutanam, of beings. That means, I am not inside of beings. Means beings are different from me. That's not what is meant. So what did I mean? Krishna says, don't get confused. I am the beginning. I am the middle. I am the end of all beings. So that is a indirect way of telling everything is me. So it's like left, right, front, back. Everything is Brahman. He could have said Sarvam Brahmamayam. But we'll have doubts. Okay, if Sarvam Brahmamayam, then what is it that I see? Therefore, it's enumerated. Similarly, Krishna anticipating doubts. He says, I am the beginning, middle and end of all beings. That means all beings are me alone. So this is Gita. So Gita also says the same thing. So it is that Brahman which is propounded in the scriptures as Advitiyam, Advayam, as the substratum, Adhishthanam of everything that we see. That means the duality that we are seeing is just an illusion of Nama Rupam. Asti bhati priyam rupam namam chetyam shapanchakam adhyatrayo brahma rupam jagadrupo tatodvayam. So five aspects of all beings or all entities in the world are asti bhati priyam satchitanandam and namarupam. Satchitanandam is Brahman aspect, namarupam is jagat. Satchitanandam is same in everything, namarupam is what differentiates objects, and namarupam is mithya. Even as Yata Saunya Yekena Mrutmindena Sarvam Rinmayam Vijnatam Syad Vacharambanam Vikaro Namadeyam Mrutiketeva Satyam. So Yata Saunya Yekena Kanakena Sarvam Suvarnam Vijnatam Syad Vacharambanam Vikaro Namadeyam. I think Suvarna Kanakeva Satyam. So it is called Kanakaika Mahabuddhi. It is famous in the scriptures as Kanaka Yeka Mahabuddhi. It's an intellectual thought, conviction of everything being Kanakam. Even a goldsmith sees various gold ornaments, but he knows that the various gold ornaments like gold chain, gold necklace, everything is gold alone. He knows names and forms to be unreal, whereas we don't know. So that is the reason why we go to a goldsmith and say, I have an old whole chain. I don't want a chain. I want a ring. So can you make two rings for me from the chain? So he accepts it and chain gives it back. But when he accepts, he knows that it is gold. Therefore, he melts it into gold, removes the namarupam, and then creates another namarupam. But we are ignorant. Therefore, we consider this as the gold ring, not gold. So even as the goldsmith knows everything to be gold, similar is the case with the entire world. Vacharambanam vikaro namadeyam vikaraha, or the modifications or differences that we see in the world is namadeyam. It is name, just name, and it is arising out of word or mouth. So it's, but what is the truth then there? Kanakam or gold alone is true. Similarly, in the entire world, namarupam is just mithya. Brahman alone is real. So a goldsmith follows Kanaka Eka Mahabuddhi, Kanaka Yeka Mahabuddhi, whereas A Jivan Mukta follows Brahma Eka Mahabuddhi, that everything is Brahman. So it is that part of everything, knowing everything to be Brahman in the mind. So internally in the mind, we don't need to go on shouting like, oh, okay, my co-worker is asking me as to what I believe in, therefore I start talking to him. I tell to him, Sarvam Brahmamayam, everything is Brahman. Differences are not real. It is only Nama Rupam. You don't need to go on doing that. If you do that, not only will he confuse you, he'll also let you fall down. You will get doubts. So therefore, you should never discuss things unless it is with a spiritual person who appreciates it or with your own guru. Else, if you start discussing with others, you will only get confused. So you will also end up in trouble. The other person, he will have no use. Knowingly that it is of no use, he will try to distract you. That is the nature of the world. So we don't need to go on shouting externally that, okay, oh, Hariram is teaching or preaching everybody that everything is Brahman, so I should also do that. You shouldn't do that, because it should only be done if it is essential. So we are sadhakas, we don't need to do that. We are not like Amma, that we have to hug each and every person. If we start hugging each and every person in our office, then it will only lead into a lawsuit. You will end up in trouble. You will have to be we will have to be like, customs will send you back to India, or US government will deport you back to India. That's what would happen. So it's not something that we have to follow externally. That's why Shankara says vritti. So it's like they are following vritti. It's not, they are not proclaiming in words. So if it is words, then that itself means Shabda Vadinaha. Those are not real people. So here it is vritti. So nimeshardam na tishtanti. Even for a single moment, don't be without Brahma vritti. So even when I am speaking, okay, everything is Brahman, I'll have internally, okay, if everything is Brahman, then I don't need to speak, I don't need to give discourses on aparoksha anubhuti, so it's not required. So that's the reason why internally internally convince yourself, internally always repeat, do contemplation that everything is Brahman, externally do whatever happens. Okay, I'll have to eat now. So I'll eat, while eating I'll contemplate that, okay, everything is Brahman. I have to sleep, while sleeping I'll contemplate everything is Brahman. I have to take care of my parents, while taking care of my parents I'll contemplate that everything is Brahman. Oh, if that is the case, then what about activities that are not prescribed, or like sinful activities? Okay, I am married, therefore like I have to indulge in various activities with my husband, I have to take care of my children. So what about all those things? So those are also fine, because apichet suduracharo bhajate mam ananya bhag. So Krishna says in two places in Gita that even if we do sinful activities, so it's even if we don't take care of our husband, but we are having illicit affair or like an affair with any other person, still if we can remember this, that's more than enough. So we don't need to differentiate by saying that, okay, while taking care of my husband, I cannot remember Brahman. While taking care of my parents, I cannot remember Brahman. While scolding my parent, like while telling my parents that, okay, I'll not marry. When they are forcing me, I'll not marry. While telling that, I cannot remember that everything is Brahman. You can do that. Internally, you can do that. So that's what lovers or worldly lovers clearly depict, that even when they are doing activities, they can remember about Brahman. So if they can do this, worldly lovers can do it, then why not us? So we are spiritual seekers. We do various sadhanas for training the mind, focusing the mind. So if they can do it, they don't have any control over the mind. They just focus on one object, become so attached to it that they cannot forget it even for a single moment. So if they can do it, then we can very easily do it. Just that, we need to concentrate on the object, which is Advitiya Brahman. So the thought is Brahman. That Brahman which is present everywhere. That Brahman which is the basis of Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya Jivo Brahmaiva Naparaha. It is not just the reality that is present in the entire world, but it is the consciousness in me. It is that consciousness which is blissful. It is that bliss which gives me temporary happiness in the world. So it is that entity which is Purnam. That entity which is blissful, which is Brahman. So it's not different from me, because everything is Brahman. So it is that Brahman concept or Brahman thought, that Brahman alone is real, Jagat is mithya, And I am that Brahman. So if we just concentrate on Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya, then we may end up with trouble of like, then what am I with Brahman? What is the relation of, what is my relation with Brahman? That will come into it. That question will come and it will lead to trouble. So that's why Jivo Brahma Ivana Paraha, I am Brahman, should also be there. Aham Brahmasmi concept should also be there in that. We'll continue with the next shloka in the next day. Hari Om.